96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Pleased to have with us here this morning Danny Broyles as we talk beef, specifically the annual Flint Hills Beef Fest.
Yeah, just a little over a week away. Danny, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing all right. So Beef Fest is coming. When does Beef Fest officially begin?
It's actually August 18th through the 20th. We'll bring the cattle in off grass on Thursday the 17th and get them weighed up and everything, and then the festivities at the fairground start the 18th on Friday.
Well, and, you know, the cattle contest is a huge part of Beef Fest each and every year, so did you have a lot of participation in the contest?
We did. We were full, I believe, you know, probably looking at about 200 head or better between the heifers and the steers, and they're all out there in them beautiful Flint Hills eating that good green grass, I hope.
Did not get any better than that. We know that. So off the grass, what's next in that process then, Danny?
They'll come into the sell barn, Emporia Livestock, and they'll get weighed up, and we'll get separated into pens, and then all the beef will be judged, and then Friday morning at the sell barn, we'll have the livestocker show, where some of the cows will come through the sell barn and people can see them, and they'll talk about how they scored and all that stuff.
You know, Danny, there's a whole lot of attention that we pay to the public activities that really are, you know, what everybody can enjoy coming up here Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week. But, you know, this is really the core of it is, you know, the highlight on the grass cattle industry and, you know, specifically on how the livestock do every year.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, without the support of everybody and then, you know, being able to have that grass out there for the cattle and to get them to grow, it's a major thing.
So once the cattle leave here, what's next in the process, Danny?
They'll be taken out to Western Kansas to a feedlot where they'll be finished. And then once they're finished, they'll go to the packers out there and they'll get graded. And then in February, we'll have the winter awards, and the awards will be handed out for gain and how the carcass is graded.
All right, so yeah, Livestocker Show coming up Friday morning, August the 18th, and let's talk about activities. You have what, a beef producer seminar happening around noon on Friday next week?
Yeah, it'll start at 11:30 on Friday at the Boyer Building. We're bringing in three different speakers. Dr. Maggie Benke, she's going to talk about highly reliable organizations to help protect livestock, you know, medicines, agro-defense type stuff. And then Sean Tiffany, he's going to just do an update on cattle issues. He's actually the president of the Kansas Livestock Association, so he'll be in the talk. And then another speaker is going to come in and kind of talk about, you know, the cost of cattle compared to the cost of feed and, you know, how to kind of economically make all that work. And if anybody wants to attend that seminar, they can contact the extension office. Brian Reese is kind of in charge of that. Okay. So he'd be who they can talk to about coming to that at 11:30 on Friday.
On Friday, Danny Broyles talking about Flint Hills Beef Fest coming up next weekend. All kinds of activities. Well, let's look at Friday night. What's in store for us here, Danny?
Yeah, on Friday night, down at the Boyer Building, starting at 6 o'clock, we'll have the ranch feed. We got the smoked brisket, baked beans, full meal there. And then after you enjoy a good old party meal, you can go over to the Fairgrounds Arena, and we'll have the Beef Fest Ranch Rodeo starting at 7 o'clock. That brings in teams from all over the state that have won ranch rodeos. So you have to qualify to get into Beef Fest.
Oof, oh, all right. So, the best of the best here, huh?
Yep, yeah, it is. It'll be fun to watch. Tickets for that are $20 for adults. Children 10 and under is $5. So you can come out about 6 and get some darn good food at the Boyer Building, and then go to the watch the rodeo.
That's a great show.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. That is a lot of fun.
Well, we move then into Saturday after the big ranch rodeo Friday nights, and what is in store at the fairgrounds for us on Saturday?
Well, we got quite a few activities. We have a cornhole tournament again this year. It'll be at the Boyer Building. I think it's like starts at 10 o'clock maybe. It's $10 a person. We have some added money in it. It's 100% payback for that. And at 11 o'clock, we have the famous hamburger feed that you guys usually help us flip burgers and everything for, and that starts at 11. So we'll have it going on at the same time that the cornhole tournament's going on Saturday. And then at 5:30 is the awards banquet there at the Anderson Building. That's where everybody can come in, and we'll have the awards ceremony, and then we have steak dinner after the awards have been handed out and everything. And then after the steak dinner, we have a comedian coming in. His name's Tim the Dairy Farmer. He's a dairy farmer out of Florida who also does stand-up comedy. He seems like he puts on a pretty good show. So he'll be our entertainment for Saturday evening. And then once he's done, we move down to the Boyer Building for a little dance. And the Steve Kyle Band will be there again this year to provide the music for the dance. And old Steve, he's a local guy from here. And so he puts on a great show and does a good job. So we'll have him down there.
Steak dinner and entertainment on Saturday night. You need to get tickets for that prior to that event, do you not?
Yep, they are tickets for Saturday night for the awards and the steak dinner and the entertainment is $40 a person. You can go out to Farm Credit out on America's Road and get your ticket there, or West Vet, they're across Highway 50 from Blue Stem.
Okay.
You can pick up tickets there as well.
Yeah, it's a great night of entertainment. Tim the Dairy Farmer, funny guy. And steak dinner, as we have told you through the years, is quite a well-oiled machine, how they get that done, all those steaks done and all those people fed. It's pretty, well, it's interesting to watch.
It is. Yeah. It is. Dale Putman kind of puts that on, and he does he's got her down to science on when you need to flip the steaks and getting them worked down the grill, and he's got some good helpers that come in there and help him, and they work hard to get the steaks right and get them done on time.
Again, Danny Broyles joining us here on KVUE. Danny, before we wrap things up here, you mentioned here that the ticket price is here. What type of availability do we have here for like the ranch feed and also the big steak dinner? Or are you pretty limited on ticket availability right now for either?
Well, as far as I know, we're still good on both ends of it. So that's not a problem. We do have a Facebook page, Flint Hills Beef Fest, so you can always go to that Facebook page to where, if we do happen to be sold out or whatever, I'm sure we'll make an announcement on there. Also, on Sunday morning, I forgot to tell you guys about that, but on Sunday morning, we have a golf tournament. It starts at 8:30 out at the Poirier Municipal Golf Course, which is a beautiful course that we are lucky to have in our community. But it's putting on. It's almost full. Scott Jones is kind of in charge of the golf tournament. So if anybody, I don't know if it's full or not, but he would be the one to contact if anybody's interested in putting a four-man scramble format is what it is. So if anybody's interested in putting a team in, they can get a hold of Scott and go from there.
Yeah, the golf tournament is a festive event out at the Emporia Golf Course, south of town. But a weekend full of great activities as we salute the beef industry here in the Flint Hills and the Emporia area. Flint Hills Beef Fest. And as Danny mentioned, yes, we will be on hand to be cooking up the burgers that are provided by Beef Fest. Free hamburger feed on Saturday morning starting at 11 o'clock. So are we going to be cooking near the Boyer Building? Are you going to be set up just like last year, do you know?
Yeah, that's probably our plan, since we're going to feed there at the Boyer Building. We'll do just like we did last year and set the big hamburger pit up down there, and everybody can just come on in.
Sounds pretty good. Danny, hey, appreciate your time.
Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Talk to you later. Danny Broyles. Flint Hills Beef Fest. Next weekend, Chuck.
Believe it or not, next weekend. Don't forget, too, as we look quickly at the schedule and get ready for What's in Outdoors in a second. Monday, we'll have Pioneer Bluffs Director Christy Reinhardt joining us. We'll talk about upcoming prairie talks on the schedule for Pioneer Bluffs Monday morning.
KVOE, we are live and we are local. Sunshine, 74 degrees. It is 836.
Your home, the literal roof over your head, the safe place for your family, and likely one of your biggest investments. And when you need roofing repair from a storm or just wear, who should you trust? Call on GR Roofing. They have over 20 years of